Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than and as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Went back to the place where I used to live. My little boys ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than as the tears flows down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore.
And I hope we'll walk the last mile together. we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together. I remember when you first said I love you. I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
And today I find you're still mine. Love must come and go wherever, and I hope we walk the
hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. That old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship stands the captain. I can hear calls out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion, and it may never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be safe with Jesus the captain, sailing out ship of Zion, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. saved me. My sins forgave me, and he started me on my way home. He said, son, don't you worry, there's no need to hurry, or you won't have to walk it alone. And I'm gonna make it all home someday. Gonna make it all home someday. For my Jesus, he leads me all of the way, and I'll make it all someday. So many times when I falter, I just find myself an altar, and I pray till everything gets all right. For in his word he assures me, on my knees he secures me, and I know he's gonna see the night. And I'm gonna make it all home someday. I'm gonna make it all home someday. For my Jesus to clean me all of the way, and I'll make it all home someday.
That beautiful shore.
Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk up on the waters. I can't calm no raging sea. But I know the man who can. I can't cause blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man. I know a man, and he can. If I knew that it would be the last time that I'd ever see you fall asleep, I'd tuck you in more tightly. I'd pray the Lord your soul would keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a big old hug and a kiss, and I'd call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would video the tape each action and word so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute, I'd stop and say I love you, instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more. So can I just, for this one time, let it slip For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for our oversight. And we always get the second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not just a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret that you didn't do it today. That you didn't take that extra time for just a smile, a hug, or a kiss. Because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their very last wish. So hold your loved ones each close, very close today. And whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, or, oh, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll never have regretted that you did that today.
I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say, I'm of a special kind. When he on his face, thorns were on his head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd. Ahead in time, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he
A little boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while a thousand memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carry you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, Doctor, you prayed for you, no charge.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, why, my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
But the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge, the cost of your kindness, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, there's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love,
the real cost
is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Add it all up, the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge. Lord, I come today, I want to thank you. Not for the things I've ever mentioned, maybe before. Not for the blessings that you've already given, but for all the joy that you promised that is in store. So as I bow before you, give me the words to express my deepest thanks, not for what you've given, Lord, but for the things you took away. You took my guilt, my shame, all my sinful things. You claimed them as your own. You opened wide your hands as a guilty man, as you wore my crown of thorns. You took the death I had earned, and all I deserved to be. Lord, thank you for what you've given. But most of all, thank you for what you took away. Father, please forgive me for all the times I failed to mention this before. I've been so concerned with treasures, I went so far as to even ask for more. But you've shown me, Lord, what's precious, and not the things that you've given today. Oh, the worth to me is nothing compared to the things you took away. You took my guilt. You took my shame. You took all the sinful things and you claimed them as your own. You opened wide your hands as a guilty man, and there you wore my crown of thorns. You took the death that I'd earned. You took all that I deserved to Calvary. Lord, thanks for what you've given, but most of all for what you took away. Yes, you took my guilt. You took my shame. You took all the things that I deserved, and you hung on Calvary. Lord, thanks for what you've given, but most of all, thanks for what you took away.
Life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there. For I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe. There's a place that's prepared for the pure and how my heart grew just